on four to kind of, you know, get in the mix and get us going. And really just great mojo in the group. There was nothing that either one of us did that was crazy. I think we both made one bogey today. Other than that, really clean cards. And I mean, JT shot 61. That was really impressive golf. This golf course, when I played here on Tuesday for the first time, I was almost convinced single digit was going to win. It's a long golf course. I felt like it was going to firm out. Obviously, it hasn't firmed out, but if you would have told me somebody's going to shoot 61 this week, I would have told you that's a joke.
Are the conditions the only reason why everybody is going
to
win, or is there another reason?
Yeah, just the conditions, I think. The fairways are wider because they're not bouncing, and the greens are bigger because it doesn't matter the type of spin you put on it, it's not going very far. Whether you put forward spin or backspin on it, they're not going from very far. So when we have our number, we're pretty much just trying to hit our number. There's no calculation. So that makes it easier for us to calculate when we don't, there's not that much running through our head. Just how far is the flag? I'm pretty much going to hit it that far. So
you know how in baseball, the pitcher's got a perfect game going, stop talking to him. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with that tradition in baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of it.
Is there anything equivalent like that when the guy's going as low as this guy was today?
No, I mean, I've known Justin. We've known each other for a long time. We both graduated on the web in 2014, both played a lot of events together on the web. We're very comfortable with playing with each other. I know him very well. Again, for the last 5 years, I've gotten to know him. We were on the Ryder Cup team together last year. We seem to feed off each other well, and we showed that today. And, you know, he played extremely well. He didn't really miss a shot. Even his shot on 15 that he did miss, he almost holds the birdie from 75 yards or whatever. So, yeah, we had good mojo, and hopefully we continue that tomorrow. We got another big Sunday tomorrow. Yeah, that was huge. I hit three great. I didn't really miss a shot through three holes. Nothing really. I didn't really get anything out of it. Missed a birdie put on one. Missed a birdie put on two. And missed a birdie put on three. So, with JT kind of running away there, I knew I needed to make something happen. And so, well, you know, I would definitely define that as making something happen and kind of jump on the horse and get going. So I was able to eagle four and then birdie five and kind of got myself back into it with JT.
There are a couple guys that have looked at these low scores today throughout the week and said that it's a sign that some of the skill is being taken out of the driver. That when it's soft like this and you guys can just hit it straight, you know, the shape, that driving is a less skillful part of the game. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, JT and I talked about it a little bit. Just a lot of the fairways are sloped, meaning you have to curve the ball the opposite direction if it were firm to stay in the slope. If the golf course was firm, it would play different. That's all there is to it. I mean, there's a lot of skilled players out here. Guys will find a way no matter how the conditions are. I've learned that being on the PGA Tour. Somebody's always going to shoot low no matter how the conditions are or what golf course we're playing. We're getting the best of Medina this week, but in a heartbeat, if this golf course changes and we come back in the future, it could be a whole different story.
JT obviously knows how to go low, but is there ever getting to the point where he's kind of almost
to the stage? Yeah, when you hold out on 16, you just shake your head. Because, he's already playing great. You know, the tournament's not over. I'm six back. We've got 18 holes to go. A lot of things can happen on Championship Sunday. I know he's playing great golf. And if he plays well tomorrow, he's going to be really hard to catch. That's the bottom line. But you shake your head sometimes when he chipped in on 14, hits in the water on 15, almost holds that for birdie, and then he holds out on 16. I'm kind of on the side doing my thing, and then I hear people just going nuts. I'm like, oh, my goodness, he just holed out. So you just shake your head, and, you know, you're happy for guys that can happen to. Unfortunately, I'm chasing him, so I've got some ground to make up tomorrow. Thanks.
Is it good or bad for you when you're actually – in the moment playing it with someone like that?
It's great. It's great mojo. It's great mojo. Yeah, I don't really press. I'm pretty aggressive when I play anyway, so there's nothing that changed. You know, I hit a good shot after he holed out and, you know, unfortunately missed the putt, but I had some looks coming down the stretch. I got to make some more putts tomorrow if I'm going to make a run. Thanks.